Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Hey, welcome back to Perspectives. Yeah, it's me, Ashley Burgess, and I'm glad to have you tonight listening in. I know there's a lot of other things you can be doing, but I'm glad that you chose this one. You know, when you think about resolutions, you know, you kind of look around, and I've been asking a lot of people I know about what they're probably going to choose as a resolution this year. And the first thing I've heard a lot is to drink less alcohol. Want to drink less. Eat healthier. You know, some people are talking about getting an education, and I actually got a couple of texts today about some people that are actually going to get back into school, which that is really, really good news. You know, also I've heard a lot of lose weight, you know, quit smoking, as well as to volunteer more and to save more money. So those are great things. They're just, you got to be more specific. And that's what we were talking about in the last segment, is that when you're more specific and you're detail-oriented, it's not about I want to lose weight, it's about I want to lose, you know, like Bill was talking about, I'm going to lose 25 pounds. I'm going to lose 25 pounds within the next 12 months. I'm going to stay great, I'm going to stay healthy, I'm going to keep it going, and I'm going to do it. You know, and that's what's cool, right? I mean, what do you think?
It's, you know, because my problem is that, for one thing, I'm not a very patient person. And, you know, because if I want something, I want it like right now, you know, and, you know, why can't I lose 25 pounds in a week? You know, do I have to do it in a whole year? Come on. And then the other thing is that I'm actually lazy, naturally lazy, you know, so in my case, I just kind of broke it down as like, okay, I know I'm not going to lose 25 pounds in a week or a month, so I'm going to concentrate on losing the first 5 pounds.
Smaller goals than the big goal.
And then I'm going to lose another 5, you know, and that'll be a total of 10, you know. So when I started jogging on a regular basis, it's like, okay, I'm going to start with a half mile.
That's good.
Without stopping. And, you know, which I know some of you out there are laughing at me right now. Half mile, you know, you probably warm up with a half mile. Well, you know, that's how pathetically out of shape I was.
Don't even get a sweat. Don't even get a sweat with a half mile.
But I had to start small because I knew,
on a wheel.
I knew if I tried to jog like 3 miles at a time or whatever, like a lot of people do, it's like, no way, you know, that I was going to fall flat on my face, probably literally.
I mean, if you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, you know, and I started bicycling too, you know, so, you know, so as you know, okay, I'll start with a half mile, and then once I got to where I could do that pretty easily, okay, let's go to a mile, you know, and then let's go to a mile and a half, you know, you know, so by the end of the year now, I can jog, you know, 3 miles, you know, pretty much with no problem.
See, that's awesome, and I know that everybody that's listening tonight hasn't run a marathon, even though everybody that seems to be running a marathon has that sticker on their car, and they're really bad drivers, by the way, and I think that if you can run a marathon and you're driving that bad, park the car and run to work. Park the car and go, because you're not driving well. You're not driving well, and now everybody knows you ran a marathon. I love that. Love the stickers. That's just a sidebar comment I like to make tonight. I'm sure there are some nice marathon running people that can drive well. If you are a good driver and you have that sticker in your car, call now at 888-787-5543 because we'd like to hear that you exist. But, you know, let's go back to the concept of measuring your efforts. You know, when we measure those efforts, instead of looking at every single result, for example, you're losing weight, you're constantly doing this, you're constantly working out, you're constantly eating well, you know, and one day you got that setback, you get on the scale every single day, same time, and whoop, you gain 6 pounds one night.
And it's like your whole world crashes. It's like, oh no, I failed, I'm a loser,
right?
You know, and I can't do this anymore, and you want to give up.
Exactly, exactly.
You know, you've got to fight that urge. You know, it's you know, got to get back, you know, fall off the horse, you got to get back in the saddle.
Back in the saddle again. Yeah, you have to. And that's the key. It's like you have to just jump up and do it. I remember, honestly, for our listeners, I haven't made a New Year's resolution. I haven't ever made one. And, you know, it's cool. And I'm really okay with that. But last November, you know, I woke up one morning and I said, I'm not going to have another cigarette. Just not going to do it. And up to now, I haven't had another cigarette. And it's been a year and a month, a little bit more than that. And on top of that, I've lost weight, which was one of my plans as well. And I've also lost fat, not muscle. And I've actually gained muscle. And I'm feeling better than I have in a long time. And so the biggest key about resolutions, too, is it doesn't have to be December 31st, January 1st, you make this resolution. It could be any time of year. that you just feel, hey, I want to make a change now. And you know what? I'm going to make this change. And when I stopped smoking, I did say that I wanted to do that forever. But, you know, I basically went at it day by day. And, you know, I'm one of those kind of people. I kept a pack of cigarettes and a lighter even on me in my purse as well as in my car at all times. And I that's the way I believe in quitting, is I believe that in order to quit, I mean, that's my belief. I know that's a sidebar, but you don't have to have it on you all the time. You don't have to, you know, do that. But at the same time, I believe that that worked, because at any time I could smoke a cigarette, I chose not to. And now I can be around people smoking anytime. It doesn't bother me. It really doesn't bother me. And the cool thing is that, you know, I resolved to do that. That was something that I believed in. And there was a few times that I definitely could have taken a cigarette and I didn't. And I really appreciate those times, and I respect myself for that. Okay. Yeah,
you have to decide to do it, you know, if that makes sense.
Exactly. You got to decide. You got to resolve to do it. Hey, it looks like we have a caller on line one. Matt Gordon, you're on the air with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. Good to have you calling tonight.
That's good. I was talking about the New Year's resolutions, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You working on one? Are you going to make one this year?
And I guess have... Maybe the right girl, maybe get a girlfriend or something. Or
that's a good one. Get a girlfriend. That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that one. How are you going to go about doing that?
I don't know what to think about. So it's not working on that, I guess.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd put myself in the right places to meet a girl, first off. And depending on what I like to do, I might put myself in places where I might meet other people that are doing that same type of thing. So if I like to go dance, or if I like to the country dance, or I like to go to movies or something, or I like to go to film festivals, maybe that's where you might meet somebody, if that's the things you like to do.
Yeah, I have to go to the movies and stuff, and the coffee shop or bookstore, you know. Or,
that's cool.
The food court at the mall, or just, you know, meet people. Like,
yeah, I mean, you go. I agree with you. I think you know exactly what's up. I would put myself in places where I'm going to meet people, as well as put, you know, myself in places where I know that I'm going to meet people that probably have some of the same interests as myself. And you know, I think that's a good thing to do. And I'd also try to get out of maybe my niche. A lot of times we tend to do the same thing over and over again. And so if it hasn't been working in the past, maybe going out on a limb and trying new things that you haven't done and putting yourself a little out of your comfort zone is also good as well.
Yeah, that sounds good, yeah.
Well, hopefully that'll work for you. I think it will. I'll believe in it.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think it will. Yeah, I mean, I just try it. Kind of think about the things. I would make a list to begin with of the places I like to go and the things I like to do, and then I would think about those places and the times to be there, and definitely, you know, be there when the most people are going to be there, and hang out and you know, meet some nice women. You know, I'm sure that there'll be several, and you know, you can try to, you'll have your pick. You know.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, I know it'll work for you, Matt, and I think you're on the road to success.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Well, hey, you have a good night, and email me, and I'll have my engineer give you my email address. Okay, after the show. Okay, yeah, that was really cool. You know, some people want to meet, you know, somebody new, meet somebody, have a relationship, do something. And that's really neat, because a lot of people are in that position and really do want to, you know, have something new in their life, meet somebody that really matters to them, as well as somebody that they like doing stuff with. And hopefully our last caller will find that. And I think if he just makes a list of where he likes to go and what he likes to do. If I like to go sailing, I'm going to go hang at a sailing club. I'd probably go to White Rock Lake and hang out there. I know that sailing is not really predominant here in Dallas. If I like films a lot, or if I like TV, I might go to some film festivals, or I might go to things like that, you know, as well as maybe the Angelica or places like that, that people are going to be there that like what I like. So, you know, when we're talking about these efforts as well, you know, as a sidebar, you have to understand that sometimes our efforts will work and sometimes they won't. And we have to just refocus our energy and make things work for ourselves. So let's just say that we go out there and we go to a place and we meet some people, it doesn't work. Try it again. One time is not always going to work. As people talk about cold calling in sales, they talk about how, you know, how many percentage out of each call really, really matters, really actually works out. And that's interesting. But when we actually have a real goal in mind and we really want to do something with our life, certain setbacks aren't going to get in our way. And some setbacks are just kind of there in the beginning to actually make sure that you really, truly want this goal. You know, a lot of times when people start things, they say, man, I've had this setback or that setback, or this has been in my way, or that's in my way, or this is a barrier. Well, you know what? A lot of times in life, you know, it seems like things are given to us as barriers because it's trying to see if it really matters enough to us. Does it really matter enough to get out of the house to do it? Does it really matter enough? Does a trip to, you know, Joshua Tree and to clear your head, does that matter enough? Or are you too tired to get on a flight and get there in time to do what you want to do? It's all about a matter of perspective. It's all about doing what you need. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, you've got to decide and make the commitment. And once you've motivated yourself, you know, to do something, you know, then it's just a matter of, you know, making the specific details to accomplish it. So yeah, I mean, so like if I wanted to fly out to Joshua Tree, you know, then I have to decide, okay, I am going to do this. It's not like, okay, I want to do it, you know, but I'm feeling kind of wishy-washy and maybe I don't want to do it tonight. I'm too tired. Dude, you know, I mean, if you want to get on the plane and go. You know,
you sleep on the plane for like 3 hours.
Yeah, you know, and of course, if you fly Southwest, you know, you might have a stopover in Phoenix or Vegas. But hey, you know, you can take a nap, you know, or maybe you can take a short nap if you got a layover,
yeah,
you know, somewhere. So you know, you just have to, like I said, decide to do it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like sometimes, you know, I've done things in my life where. It's kind of painful. It's painful. And some things I've gone to and I've pushed myself to be there and I was alone and it is painful. And sometimes being painful and alone in certain situations can be even more painful because, you know, you're surrounded by sharks. The whole scenario is rough. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You put yourself into a situation, but you have to do it because, you know, in the end, even though it was painful, it was one of the best experiences you ever had. Right. And you did it on your own. You did it on your own because you had to prove to yourself something, no matter how painful it was. But hey, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking more about, you know, not judging yourself on the day to day results. We're also going to be talking about, you know, having some public pressure, you know, having some accountability, somebody there to hold you accountable to the resolution that you want to change in your life. And we're going to talk about some do's and don'ts. And how you can make sure that this resolution actually sticks this time and works and you have a big smile on your face come next January. So you can give us a call if you want to talk about resolutions or I guess if you want to talk about something else, 888-787-5543. But we're kind of focusing on the resolutions tonight. And keep it on KLAF. Keep it on iHeartRadio, which is cool and it's a great app, or on 570 AM because I love AM radio. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in how to communicate so effectively you'll get heard by others every time? Have you ever stepped back and taken a good look at the life path you've chosen for yourself? Ever wondered why your old friends are changing or simply not around anymore? Do you want to make sure you aren't sabotaging yourself and never will again? Have you ever gotten angry and wondered how you can make it work for you? Has a close friend gone off the deep end, and should you distance yourself from them? More importantly, do you know how to do it with ease and success? If you answered yes to any of these questions, go online today and check out liveyourtruelife.org. Liveyourtruelife.org is a one-stop shop for this and much more. Get the information you want and need in the time you have. Bookmark liveyourtruelife.org today. That's liveyourtruelife.org.